With the public clamoring for action to reduce gun violence, Congress may soon create a federal grant program that would offer incentives for states to pass so-called red flag laws. Those make it easier to take firearms away from unstable people. But even if lawmakers reach a rare bipartisan consensus and pass the bill, there's another tough task just around the corner: implementing it. WGLT's Ryan Denham finds that Illinois' 9-month-old Firearms Restraining Order Act offers a case study on the challenges and benefits of implementing a red flag law.
The law has been used sparingly so far in Illinois, and advocates are going county by county to introduce it to law enforcement, prosecutors, and judges. Many central Illinois communities surveyed by WGLT have yet to see a single case where a firearms restraining order was obtained since January 1st. There are lessons to be learned from the 16 other states and District of Columbia that have previously implemented red flag laws. That's according to Mark Jones, a former ATF agent who is now senior policy advisor for the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence.
What we've really learned is that until there's a state champion to take the law and start moving it forward and let everybody else know how the law works, it generally sits fallow.
For now, that champion is the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence.
We're pushing really hard to implement this across the state. We're not waiting for the Attorney General to pick up the effort, although we're going to be very, very helpful to them in doing whatever they want. It's looking very, very positive for implementation.
Jones' group has embarked on a statewide educational campaign about the red flag law. In May, Jones led a law enforcement training attended by over 20 agencies in Lake County in northern Illinois. A similar training is planned next for Champaign County. Also further south, the group's downstate outreach coordinator, Tammy Tunnell from Decatur, has a tedious but important job, driving all over, county by county, stopping at each circuit clerk's office to make sure they have the right paperwork and asking if they've had any cases yet. Tunnell says she'd love to see Congress pass something to bolster red flag laws nationally.
You know, I'm not going to change your mind about whether or not we should have something, but if we have these laws, and then we need to be putting them into effect, and we need to be making sure that we're protecting people with these laws.
Tunnell sees parallels between the red flag law and the more traditional orders of protection. She started working on domestic violence prevention in the mid-80s. Back then, awareness and usage of orders of protection were low. Today, they're commonplace.
I think until that really hits the ground and gets some momentum, we're still going to be stuck in this, nobody really knows about it.
Illinois' red flag law was signed last year by former Governor Bruce Rauner. It allows family members or police to seek an order of protection to confiscate guns for up to 6 months from those deemed an immediate or present danger to themselves or others. Illinois State Police says it's been used just 41 times since January 1st, with 25 of those orders still active. State Police denied a WGLT request for its red flag records related to each case, but anecdotes reveal how it's being used. Normal Police successfully asked a judge to take away a 74-year-old man's guns in March after officers became concerned his hallucinations could pose a public safety risk. Officers said the man admitted there was a possibility that the medication he was taking after a hip injury was causing him to hallucinate. Here's Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner.
It was obvious to the officers on scene and to us when we reviewed the report that, yeah, based on what was going on there, that this, if allowed to continue, it posed a risk, a safety risk.
A judge agreed, and the man's guns were taken away until July, when the order expired on its own without a fight.
In this particular instance, it turned out about as well as you could hope for.
Mark Jones with the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence praised examples like that.
It's a public health tool. It's not a criminal justice tool.
Tammy Tunnell says most of the cases she's heard about involved family members bringing their concerns to police, who then pursue the restraining order themselves. She says that's what happened in a domestic case in Monroe County near St. Louis.
It was a wife who went to law enforcement and said, you know, he doesn't hit me. He just pulls out his gun, lays it on the table, and then looks at me and the kids. So they went ahead and went into file because she didn't feel like she could go for an order of protection because she felt like he hadn't done anything.
Records show the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office has used the red flag law twice. Tunnell says Madison County, also near St. Louis, has had a couple. Jones knows about six more in Wheaton and Aurora and DuPage County near Chicago. Other communities haven't had any cases, including police in Bloomington, Springfield, Urbana, and Champaign County. Ditto in Woodford and Tazewell counties. The law has already faced at least one court challenge. A Sycamore man sued the DeKalb County Sheriff and Sycamore Police in federal court, alleging the law violates the Second Amendment. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul intervened to defend the law, and this month a judge ordered the case dismissed, in part because no one had actually tried to use the law against the Sycamore man yet. He was claiming to be worried that someone could. Mark Jones says there's no target number for annual usage once everyone knows about the law. He says Maryland, which is now fully implemented, averages around 100 per month statewide. California is in the hundreds each month.
There's nothing for police like witnessing success. But one of the things we will be working with is to show the successful examples that have gone forward and how they've gone forward.
Though some argue red flag laws are most useful as a suicide deterrent, the mass shootings in Texas and Ohio last month are what's driven renewed interest in the concept now. Since the mass shootings, President Trump and some congressional Republicans, including Congressman Rodney Davis from Central Illinois, have signaled support for federal red flag legislation, though next steps in Congress are unclear at this point. One red flag bill with nearly 200 co-sponsors, H.R. 1236, passed the House Judiciary Committee last week, but has not been called for a full House vote. It would provide grants to help state, tribal, and local efforts on red flag. Davis is a Republican who represents parts of Bloomington Normal, Champaign, Urbana, and Springfield. He says the so-called red flag proposal is the only one with significant bipartisan backing.
Unfortunately, folks only want to focus on the firearm side of the equation. They don't want to focus on some other solutions that we want to put in place or some of the solutions that we have.
Strong majorities of Americans from across the political spectrum support red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders or ERPOs. That's according to a new APM Research Lab, Guns in America, and Call to Mind survey. Overall, 77% of Americans surveyed support family-initiated ERPOs, and 70% supported them when they're initiated by law enforcement. The poll found there's even broad support among Republicans and gun owners for these types of laws. I'm Ryan Denham.
Last week, Governor J.B. Pritzker joined 11 other governors from across the country, urging President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to enact sensible gun legislation. On their wish list is federal red flag law support.